11,016 LSD Investments II LLC, east of Route 1 Coastal Highway, approximately 140 feet north of Delaware Avenue, being Lot 13. And east of Route 1, approximately 142 feet south of Maryland Avenue, being Lot 14, a variance from the minimum square footage requirement for a duplex.
Please state your name and address for the record, please.
Charles Zonko, 37116 Lighthouse Road, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
Can you raise your left hand? Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen. For the record, my name is Jim Fuqua. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown, and I represent the applicant, SLD Investments LLC. The LLC is actually owned by Mr. and Mrs. Bob Minatoli. Both Mr. and Mrs. Minatoli work in New York. They couldn't be here this evening, and Mr. Zonko is here on their behalf. He would be the builder of the proposed improvements that would go on the properties. This is an application for an area variance to permit duplex units to be built on two separate lots. Both of the lots are in the unincorporated section of Fenwick Island. And I think, as the board is well aware, there is that area of Fenwick Island that runs south from Atlantic Avenue down to the Maryland line. This is the area between Route 1 and the ocean, which is not actually in the town of Fenwick Island. It's in Sussex County, and of course, that's why we're here tonight. All of the area that I just referred to, again, as you know, is zoned C1 General Commercial. And C1, of course, in addition to permitting a variety of commercial uses, permits multifamily units and duplexes. But the density requirement for any multifamily or duplex unit is 3,630 square feet per unit. Therefore, a duplex would require 7,260 square feet of area. The two lots that we're applying for, which are these two lots right here, one on Maryland Avenue and one on Delaware Avenue, each contain 5,000 square feet, which is the size of the vast majority of the lots in the county portion of Fenwick Island. So in order to construct a duplex on these lots, we are requesting a variance of 2,260 square feet per lot. As I mentioned, the entire area is zoned commercial. In this area, there's a mixture of commercial businesses, which are generally located along Route 1. And then within the rest of the area, there's a mixture of multifamily complexes, motels, single-family homes, and duplexes. And that's a mixture throughout that area. The two lots we're applying for tonight are currently vacant. They are adjacent to the rear of commercial businesses that are located on Route 1. So the side of these lots basically are adjacent to the rear of commercial businesses. And the two commercial businesses adjacent to this site are actually owned by my applicant also, so it's the same owner. I think from the board's experience, you're aware of a long history of duplexes and multifamily buildings being permitted on these lots in this area. I know from my experience, I've represented a number of applications for similar types of variances in this area. And in speaking with Mr. Zonko, he said he thinks he's probably constructed maybe 10 different duplexes in this general area over the last 30 years or so. So this area is kind of a very unique area in that it's zoned commercial, which would permit many very intense uses. But the historic trend of development has been, as I stated, somewhat high-density residential use. And if you drive through the area, I think it's obvious that there are numerous duplexes and multifamily structures throughout the area, as well as motels. In checking the records at the Planning and Zoning Office, as of January 2012, there had been approximately 76 different variances granted in this area. Now, that's for setbacks, height, parking variances, and things of that nature. And at least 13 density variances to permit duplexes or multifamily uses, which are similar to our application. So as to the legal standards for a variance, the uniqueness is that is the history that I just referred to, that this entire area has basically had an extensive precedent of variances for duplexes and higher density residential uses. Probably the logic being that that a duplex being a residential use was still probably a much more preferred use than a commercial type store or something like that on some of these lots, which are kind of residential in nature. And while it's possible to build a single family home on this lot, we do not believe that it's a reasonable use, since again, the lots would be abutting the rear of commercial businesses, and the duplex would be a more reasonable use. And as I said, it's been found reasonable on other lots in this area over the past years. The variance has not been self-created. Nothing's been done yet. The lots are vacant. It will not alter the character or the nature of the area or have a negative effect on the neighborhood. As I said, in fact, this would probably be a use that's consistent with the area. Parking will be provided on site that would meet the requirements of the code, so there will be no parking problem created by the use. And finally, the requested variance of 2,260 square feet per lot is the minimum requirement that would be needed in order to permit a duplex. So in summary, based on the trend of development in the area, the character of the area, we believe the variance would permit a reasonable use of the property that's consistent with the existing uses in the area. And Mr. Zonko, again, from your experience, is everything I just stated true and correct?
Yes.
All right, that's everything we have to present, other than any questions you might have.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board, Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Bergman?
No.
Mr. Rickards?
Yes, I have a question here on table two. You probably have looked at that, Mr. Fuqua, and it says about the setbacks with the commission. Do you have any ideas what the setbacks are going to be with this in your plan?
It's my understanding, and perhaps Mr. Zonko could address this better, but it's my understanding that the setbacks will meet the required setbacks.
Okay.
Yes, that is correct.
And the heights will probably meet that also?
Right. There's no request for setback or height variance.
Okay. So you know that's what you have to have along with
yes.
this other.
Yes, I inquired about that when we applied, because I thought we would have to apply for a setback variance, and I was told no, we're going to meet the variance.
Okay, good.
Okay.
No other questions.
Okay. There being no further questions, then, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, the office received a letter in opposition.
One letter? Okay.
And just to that?
It is from Robert Newlane Wilgus. They live on lot 12, or we live on lot 12, house number 40202. So this duplex would be next to us. This area of Fenwick Island is already congested and we would like LSD investments to adhere to the code of Sussex County regarding the construction of the duplex. SLD Investments was aware of the size of the lot when they purchased it and should construct a duplex to fit within the property boundaries.
Okay.
Thank you.
No other opposition.
That's all.
Okay. Hearing no other opposition.
So it sounds like their only concern is the setback requirements.
Yes.
Yep.
That's that letter. I asked that question, mm-hmm. Mr. Mills.
Thank you for that.
People in that area are interested in that setback.
And it has been addressed. So. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we take case number 11,016 under advisement.
Kim, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 11,016 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I am Mr. Calloway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,016 has been taken under advisement.
Thank you, John.
Okay.